Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala falah. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صافي ما تقولي له والو ما تقول له هاي ساكتة ما تقوليش
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. My dear respected brothers and elders, let us carry on with what we started last week. And for some of us who were here on Tuesday evening, we discussed the importance of the prophets in a human being life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many prophets before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will look at the number, inshallah ta'ala, in our speech today, if time allows us to. Brothers in Islam, brothers and sisters in Islam, all the prophets were of one religion, which is the religion of Islam. They all called for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not associating anything with Him. Not associating anything with Him and believing in His Prophet. However, their laws, rulings were different. As an example, for example, every single prophet who has come with the Sharia, last week we've seen the difference between a prophet and a messenger. One means who comes with a new law from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the other one means the one who comes with the law of a previous prophet. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has brought some new laws, rules and regulations, which is Tawrat. Yahya is a prophet. Why? He's been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with the rules and regulations, with the laws of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the difference between a messenger and a prophet. Now, where there is, every single one has come with rules and regulations. As an example, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, for a brother to marry his sister, if she wasn't his twin, because Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam gave birth to 40 children, 40 child, each time giving birth to a male and a female. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah. So in his Sharia, because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a messenger, in his Sharia, it was permissible for a brother to marry his sister as long as he's not his twin. As long as the brother is not the twin. Like for example, a girl and a boy were born. The second one is girl and a boy with born. The first can get married to the second one. The second girl can get married to the first girl can get married to the second boy. But the same twins couldn't get married to each other. Once Adam alayhi salatu wasalam died, that rule was ruled off. No brother can marry a sister till date and until the day of Qiyamah. Second thing, let me give you an example. قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس أو فسقا أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن ربك غفور رحيم وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا كل ذي ظفر ومن البقر والغنم حرمنا عليهم شحومهما إلا ما حملت ظهورهما أو الحوايا أو ما اختلط بعظم ذلك جزيناهم ببغيهم وإنا لصادقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Banu Israel, he has actually disallowed, if you can put this forward, fat. Charbi jotay, fat. It was haram. The meat itself, you could eat the meat, but the fat was haram. Except of that fat that was in the back of the animal. Our ummah can eat any fat. Of course, the animal that we're talking about, the one is halal. Whether it's a sheep, whether it's a goat. The fat is not haram. The blood is haram. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أُحِلَّتْ لِي دَمَان الْكَبِدْ وَالطِّحَان. Two type of blood for my ummah is halal. Al-kabid means kalija. Kalija, kukya kita English mean? Kalija. Liver. Liver, yeah. Liver and tihan, I don't know how you call that in English. These two things, they are blood, but just like they've got body, cloth, blood. That halal, that's halal on our ummah. We can eat it. It wasn't on the previous ummahs. So, every single prophet has come with one religion, but with different rules and regulations. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite all that, he says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires other than Islam as religion, never will it be accepted from him. And he, in the hereafter, will be among the losers. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Remember, any prophet, regardless his rules and regulations, when he came here with Islam. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you mean by submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Submit to his rules and regulations. The ummahs before us could drink wine. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time, at the beginning of Islam, they could drink wine. We know the story of Hamza alayhi salatu wa Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let me just share this story with you, which is in Bukhari. After Ghazwat Badr, there was quite a few people in their 50s who would love to celebrate, if we could put it this way, their victory. So they did it over a bottle of wine. Not maybe one, but they got drunk. They literally got drunk. It wasn't haram back then. The only haram came tadrijiyan, came slowly. Because it was really hard for the human being to stop him from something all of a sudden. So, لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. Make sure you don't drink before salah. Then at the end, يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram for everyone. But at the beginning, it wasn't. After Badr, even some sahabas like Hamza radiallahu anhu, who's shuhada, Sayyidu shuhada, the master of the martyrs, him, they were celebrating. And it wasn't haram back then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, regardless the rules and the regulations, let us not stop there. But remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ, that's what it means. We do not distinguish between any prophet. We believe in all of them. We respect all of them. We love all of them. They are the chosen from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has chosen them. Allah has chosen them. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. How many prophets from the Arabs? Three. How many the prophets from Banu Israel? All the rest. Who's Israel? Ya'qub alayhi salam. Who's Ya'qub's granddad? Ibrahim alayhi salam. They all come from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. But they were all close to Allah Azza wa Jal. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدة ونحن له مسلمون. Were you present? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, asking the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were you present? إذ حضر يعقوب الموت, when Ya'qub was dying, when Ya'qub was living this life. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ, he asked his kids, who will you worship after me? Who will you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ, we will worship your God. وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ, your parents' God. Parent, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. إِلَهَا وَاحِدَة, one God. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and to him we will submit ourselves. So we know every single one was calling towards Islam. رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, you've given me wealth. You've taught me how to explain dreams. You've taught me the definition of dreams. فاطر السماوات والأرض. You're the one who created the heaven and the earth. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. To you, my belief. I believe you. I rely on you. توفني مسلما. Take me from this life as a Muslim. وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, and put me with the righteous people. Ya'qub, righteous people. Ishaq, righteous people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, righteous people. Nuh alayhi salatu wa taslim, righteous person. Nuh alayhi salam, قَالَ رَبِّي إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. زكريا عليه الصلاة والسلام, ولم أكن بدعائك ربي شقيا. Ya Allah, you've never disappointed me whenever I've raised my hand and asked you. This is the people. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches our prophets, about our prophets. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about our prophets. That's how we're supposed to teach, to love them, to get close to them. Dear respected brothers and elders, know now that no prayer, you should know, that not prayer, no fasting, no hajj, no zakat, no charity, or any other deed of yours for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is valid. Rather, you will not be a Muslim or a believer without believing in all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to believe in them? Now, if someone was to ask you, how is Musa alayhi salatu wa taslim? However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned him in our Quran. How is Zakariya alayhi salatu wa taslim? However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned him in our Quran. Ament, I believe. Oh, I've heard people saying this. No, I haven't heard anything. If I'm going to hear something, it's from the Quran. You don't know. Go to your imam. Go to the scholars. Can you please explain to me the story of this prophet in the Quran? A true scholar, a righteous scholar, will tell you what he knows and what he learned from the Quran. Of course, there's some hadith that were shared by the prophets, alayhi musallatu wa Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will tell you if there is anything. This is the meaning of the saying when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, we make no distinction between any of His messenger. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. Meaning, we do not differentiate in belief between any of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all of them and do not disbelieve in any of them. So attacking one prophet is attacking all the prophets. Al-Mustafa, the chosen ones. Who are we to criticize them? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses something for the human being, who are we to criticize? No one. We must believe in all of the prophets whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Imam Ahmad radiallahu rahimahullahu ta'ala says, في مسنته عن أبي ذر قلت يا رسول الله كم المرسلون قال 300 وبضع عشر جما غفيرا وفي رواية عن أبي أمامة قال أبو ذر قلت يا رسول الله كم وفاء عدة الأنبياء قال 124,000 الرسل من ذلك 315 جما غفيرا رواه الطبراني في معجمه. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala and Imam Tabrani, they do note hadith as far as their numbers are regarded, but Imam ulama and shuyukh like Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala says la haraja fil hadith, it is authentic. And the numbers is the number of the Prophet is 124,000 prophets. 124,000 prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. We have indeed, ya Muhammad, sent prophets before you, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ, some of which we've told you the story, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ, and some of which we have not mentioned. وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ, this is the main thing, وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Any prophet, if he was going to come with a miracle, mu'jiza, bi-ayah, mu'jiza, miracle, or any ayah, verse, or anything, إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, it will be with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how was their devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal. Who are we to criticize them? Let's get, for example, they say Jesus. I told my kids, you don't call him Jesus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called him? Huh? Isa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عَيْسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ. They've got names, that's fine. But as a Muslim, call the Prophet by the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called him in the Holy Book. This is it. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. Jacob, who called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did you call him? Yaqub alayhi salam. Joseph, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call him? Yusuf, in the Quran. إذ قال يوسف لأبيه لا نفرق بين أحد من الرسل. Any prophet we will respect, the prophets that we know are the ones that are mentioned in the Quran. 25 of them are mentioned in the Quran. The most mentioned one is Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, التسليم, Moise. Allah ne o s'ko Musa bulen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala s'ko di Musa. Musa alayhi salatu wa taslim. And all these prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them. There is a wisdom behind it. A wisdom behind the mention. Why? To teach us the devotion and the love that they had towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, your work, your job, your duty, your responsibility is to take Islam further. To take Islam further. How are we going to take it further if we do not rely on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Quran and the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you want someone to learn something, especially youngsters, you start with stories. Because youngsters, they love stories. And then, slowly, slowly, he attaches himself to the subject. Then he starts learning the main rules and regulations of the subject. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with the Ummah, telling us stories. Quran is not a fairy tale or a storyteller. No. Quran is here to teach you how to do your work through the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, through the story of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, through the story of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, through the story of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam. The thing that you learn from Zakaria is how to make dua. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. The thing that you learn from Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam, how to be obedient towards your parents. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. The thing that you can learn from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. Is how to teach your wife and your kids how to pray salah. That you, the what you can learn from Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya. He was famous of saying the truth and never lie under any circumstances. Doesn't mean other prophets used to lie. No, other prophets will never lie, but they used to hide sometimes. When you come something into dunya. Sometimes something into dunya, when you see, you say something, it might hurt the other person. So what do? You don't mention it, you hide it. That's not lying. But Idris, no, alayhi salatu wasalam. Regardless of the circumstances, he was truthful towards Allah Azza wa Jal and towards his people. This is the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the prophets to us, not to celebrate one day in a year. That is not going to take us anywhere. Let's start with us Muslims. We celebrate the date of birth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know him once a year. What about the rest of the year? Is he not your prophet? The rest of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best example is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to pull it a little bit today because it's a holiday, so we will start, inshallah, salat at 1 o'clock. But the speech, I need to finish it today. We've got 2 minutes, inshallah, then you can read your sunnah. So, the main thing that I want you to note, and the main message of our today's speech is, we do not distinguish amongst any prophet. What was the prophet's duty? It's our duty. We respect all the prophets. We love all the prophets. And we do not, us as Muslims, celebrate anyone's birthday. Regarding the prophets, 25th of December or the Rabi'ul Awwal, the day that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, that's fine. Family get together, have a little meal. If it's a way of silatul rahim, to tie familyhood, if you can call it this way, and to get the family together without taking it as a sunnah, la haraj. But you've got the whole year to do that. You've got Eid al-Adha to do that. لا تكون لا لا تصوموا في هذه الأيام فإنها أيام أكل وشرب وذكر الله. أكل وشرب with the family. Eat, drink, get together. We've got our Eid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And in the Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say to you? How do you celebrate your Eid? وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. With grating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the sigha of Allahu Akbar. Eat, drink, la haraj. But don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that day. Therefore, my brothers, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is our prophet. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam has come with Islam. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was submitted himself to Allah azza wa jal. Isa alayhi salatu wa taslim in our Quran, he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانَ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he mentioned himself as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Injil, آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. And I'm a prophet, messenger sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت بابركت ولا وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة. And has advised me, ordered me, when he said advise, order, بالصلاة, with the صلاة والزكاة, charity, ما دمت حيا, as long as I live. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي, to obey my mother, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ. This is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If we ask you, do we know who's Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? You've got your four ayah that explains to you who's Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Do not go into details, otherwise you'll get lost. Simple. Allah's servant, whom chosen by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and who was given Injil, obedient towards his mother, and of course, peace to him, peace be upon him. يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa taslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the ability to listen and follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pray sunnah, brothers. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbil izzati amma yasifun.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيد البشر عباد الله اتقوا الله وأطيعوه عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون اتقوا يوم القيامة فإن الله عز وجل قال في آخر آية أنزلها على نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون فالله الله عباد الله إن الدين عند الله الإسلام ولم يقل عز وجل إن الدين عند محمد كما يزعم البعض ويظن وكيف يكون نبي من أنبياء الله تعالى على غير الإسلام والله تعالى يقول في القرآن الكريم ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين فكيف يفرق الإنسان والله يصطفي فكيف يسلم المخلوق بغير سلامة السلام هو السلام هو الرحمن هو الرحيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة وأول من ينشق عنه القبر وأول شافع وأول مشفع عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون في in the gaps brother جزاكم الله عنا خير It's a long weekend, so inshallah ta'ala, we're expecting a lot of brothers to be here. So if you can fill in the gaps, brother, jazakumullah. Fill in the gaps. Not.
Fill in the gaps. Jazakumullah anna khairan. Barakallahu fikum. Many space, brothers. Jazakumullah. Salat. 5 minutes, inshaAllah ta'ala. We can't squeeze in. Little. No worries. Fill in the gaps, brother.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو أقيموا صفوفكم رحمكم الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا فأشارت إليه قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا الله أكبر اللهم لك ركعت وبك آمنت وبك نسلت سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر اللهم لك سجد وبك سجد وجهي الذي خلق وشق الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم لك سجدت وبك آمنت وبك أسلمت الذي خلقه وصوره وشق سمعه وبصره وتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر
خش عليك سمعي
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
Allahu Ekber. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. وصلي اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Mikro.